This dynamic message is brought to you by Redemption in Jesus with Marco Bravo.
I want to talk to you about the believer's sixth sense, a revelation from Simeon's account with baby Jesus. Now you may say, who is Simeon? Well, I'm sure we've all read it, but we don't know much about him. And besides this that we're going to read, we don't see anything else about him. But he apparently was quite a phenomenal man. I was doing some study on his background and, you know, just who he was. And it's interesting that he was the president of the Sanhedrin. He had taken over from his father, so, you know, it had been there for generations. But also, Bible historians believe that this Simeon was actually Gamaliel's father. And Gamaliel was the one that Paul the Apostle was trained under the law. And he was raised, you know, he was mentored by Gamaliel. And so Bible historians say that all evidence points to Simeon being his dad. And so he worked at the temple. He was very involved in the things of God. Of course, they were all living under the law. But he is quite a phenomenal man. And when you read this account of him here, just a few days after the birth of the Lord Jesus, this was on the eighth day in actual fact, you're going to see here Luke's account of what happened in this encounter that he had with baby Jesus when Joseph and Mary brought him to be circumcised, brought him to be dedicated. And so it is pretty, pretty phenomenal. And you're going to see specifically a powerful, powerful testimony of this man and something that is so hidden there, which I call the believer's sixth sense. Now, you know, we have five senses, but I believe that this is our sixth sense. Now, you can call it whatever you like, but it is something definitely that we have over and above our natural abilities. And so that's what I want to share with you tonight. So let's begin and let's look at Luke chapter 2, verses 21 to 33, the first part of 33. And we're going to read it from the Passion Translation just so that I don't have to expand on anything or explain anything because of time. And so this is the account on the eighth day after Jesus was born. And we pick up the account here. Verse 21, on the day of the baby's circumcision ceremony, 8 days after his birth, his parents gave him the name Jesus, the name prophesied by the angel before he was born. After Mary's days of purification had ended, it was time for her to come to the temple with a sacrifice according to the law of Moses after the birth of a son. So Mary and Joseph took the baby Jesus to Jerusalem to be dedicated before the Lord. Now remember, they were living under the law. This is why they had to abide by those things. We no longer practice these things or do these things because as new covenant believers, we are not under the old covenant. In other words, we don't relate to God by old covenant law. We relate to God by new covenant grace. Now that doesn't mean that we ignore the law, but we don't relate to God that way. And so verse 23, for it is required in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be a set-apart one for God, and to offer a prescribed sacrifice, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, which are all a type of sacrifices of Jesus, but they were abiding to the law. As they came to the temple to fulfill this requirement, an elderly man was there waiting, a resident of Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon. There it is there. Now watch what it says about him. He was a very good man, a lover of God, who kept himself pure, and the spirit of holiness rested upon him. Notice capital S, so it's the Holy Spirit. And in the Old Covenant, remember, the Holy Spirit wasn't in everyone, didn't rest on everyone, just the priest, the king, and the prophets. And so here, this is one phenomenal account that this man had the Holy Spirit upon him. Then it says there, Simeon believed in the imminent appearing of the one called the refreshing of Israel. The King James says the consolation of Israel. That's what it says. And so this is what it means, the refreshing of Israel. Talking about Jesus, the Messiah. Verse 26, for the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the anointed one of God. So not only was the Holy Spirit upon him as an old covenant person, which is quite amazing, but also the Holy Spirit communicated with him and revealed to him and basically said, Simeon, you are not going to die and go to heaven until you see Jesus the Messiah in person. And so it's pretty phenomenal. Verse 27. For this reason, the Holy Spirit had moved him to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered to fulfill the requirement of the sacrifice. Pretty amazing, isn't it? So notice, the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon, but also he was communicating with Simeon. And more than that, the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding Simeon, because here we see that the Holy Spirit led him to be at the temple at the exact moment, the exact time when Mary and Joseph would arrive with Jesus. I mean, that is just amazing and absolutely awesome. Imagine being Simeon, the person, and here you are, led by the Holy Spirit as an under the old covenant law, and the Holy Spirit communicating with you and telling you, you are not going to graduate to heaven until you see Jesus, the Messiah. What an awesome privilege and what a wonderful thing. Amen. And so you can see from this that Simeon clearly was led by the Holy Spirit. Now, think about this. He would not have known about Jesus but by the Holy Spirit. He would have been like everyone else that day, that time. They would have been oblivious to what happened. They wouldn't have had any idea. It is the Holy Spirit that showed him who Jesus, or about Jesus at least. And so because he knew, Simeon was certain and confident. That's why he went to the temple. That's why he believed that he wouldn't die until he saw Jesus. And so what that shows us is that we cannot know Jesus without the Holy Spirit. Isn't that true? And I mean, praise God that we have the Holy Spirit. Those of us who believe, those of us who are believers, those of us who have embraced salvation in Jesus, it is because the Holy Spirit has made known Jesus and the finished work of the cross to us. What a wonderful privilege. No one can receive salvation in Jesus without the Holy Spirit making it real to them. I know that I can speak for myself. Amen. So no one can ever know who they are or what they have in Jesus, but by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that makes it all possible and it makes it all revealed to us. He reveals it to us. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what a wonderful thing he did with Simeon there. Now, once we know, we can also have absolute confidence and certainty that we are saved, that God loves us no matter what. So the same confidence that Simeon had in following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, in listening to the Holy Spirit and believing that he would show him the Messiah, which he did, we can have the same confidence. You know why? Because we have the same Holy Spirit in us and with us. Isn't that so? I want to just share an illustration with you that will help bring this home about having this confidence in the Holy Spirit. Because when you look at Simeon, just look at the kind of confidence he had. There was no tangible natural force or sign or anything to show him. He just simply listened to the Holy Spirit inside him. And I'm not talking about his conscience, his mind, his thoughts. He knew the Holy Spirit was speaking to him. And the Holy Spirit led him, and he knew that it was his leading. How is it? You know, that kind of confidence can be so powerful and awesome. And as I was preparing for this, I thought, Lord, how can I illustrate this to myself? And so I want to share with you a quick little story about us. In the year 2019, right here in San Antonio, where we live, well, what was happening that year is that the World Rugby Cup took place. You know, like it does whenever it happens. But in 2019 specifically, the South African team, now as you know, I'm a rugby fan. I played rugby in school. I played rugby in the army. I love rugby. It's one of my favorite sports. And it's not big in the United States, but in South Africa it is. And so, you know, I still support the team and I still watch the games when I can. And so in 2019, what happened was is that the South African team made it to the finals. They were playing against England. And so, you know, whoever won would be the world rugby champions. And so, of course, Helena and I, we were rooting for the South African team. Now, unfortunately, the final game was played on a Saturday. And, you know, Saturdays, we lock ourselves away and pray and prepare for Sundays for church. And so we couldn't really watch it. But also, there's the time difference because South Africa is 8 hours ahead of us. And so, you know, we'd have to wake up at weird hours. We just couldn't do it. It wasn't something we could do. So even though I love the sport, I support the team, I wasn't willing to do it at the sacrifice of the Sunday and the message. And so what happened was is that Helena and I watched the game on demand the next day after church. So, you know, we had church and we had our lunch and everything was done. So in the evening, we watched the game. Now, here's the thing. South Africa won. They were declared the world champions that year. And it is awesome. That's probably the third or fourth time that they've got that right. And so it is pretty amazing, pretty awesome. Now, you know, even if we didn't want to know until we watched the game, even though it was pre-recorded and it was after the fact, it was all over social media. So there was no chance that we weren't going to know who won. And of course, you know, one little glance or someone could tell you. So we saw it. We saw it on social media. I mean, all our South African friends and family were posting on Facebook and social media saying who won. They were rejoicing. So it was hard to ignore. So we knew ahead of time before we watched the game that they had won. We actually even knew the score. It was 32-12. And so now let me ask you this question. Most people would be disappointed and sad until they watched the game and found out the score and the winner for themselves. We didn't mind, and here's why. Because we knew what was going to happen, but we still wanted to see the game. Now, as we were watching the game, how do you think Helena and I felt when we watched the game after the fact? Well, let me tell you, we were certain, we were confident, we felt victorious, and we were happy. You know why? Because no matter what happened during that game that we were watching, we knew that the outcome was certain, that South Africa had already won. So when there were injuries, when the best player got knocked out and one got a red card and got called out, it didn't matter to us because we knew the outcome was going to be the same. They were victorious. And so this is the same and how it is for us in Jesus. You know, no matter what happens in this life, we are victorious because of Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes it known to us. He makes us known to us that we are saved, that we are redeemed, that God loves us. And so because of that, like Simeon, you and I can have confidence in the outcome. Amen. Let's continue reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 28. Simeon cradled the baby. Now remember, they just walked in and he was there, led by the Holy Spirit. Simeon cradled the baby in his arms and praised God and prophesied, saying, now remember, this prophecy is by the Holy Spirit as well. Lord and Master, I am your loving servant, and now I can die content, for your promise to me has been fulfilled. With my own eyes, I have seen your word, the Savior you sent into the world. He will be glory for your people Israel, and the revelation of light for all people everywhere, talking about the Gentiles. In other words, he's going to bring redemption and make it known to all humanity. Verse 33, Mary and Joseph stood there awestruck over what was being said about their baby. Now, you know that this was definitely Spirit-led. You know that Simeon was in tune with the Holy Spirit and he had that confidence. And look at what he declares. He declares this is the Messiah. He confirms it. But also, notice by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, he prophetically revealed who the child really was and the fact that this child had a destiny that was specific. And so he reveals all that. And so what was that? That he would make redemption in Jesus available to all people, Jew and Gentile. Amen. So that's God. But also what he revealed with all of that is that God's love for people is greater than anything and anyone. That's exactly what he was doing when he said that. And so by the Spirit of God, Simeon revealed the true nature and future of this child. Now think about it. You and I have the same Holy Spirit. In actual fact, we have a greater experience than Simeon because we have the new birth. And so because of that, you and I can have confidence in the leading of the Spirit. You and I can have confidence in hearing the Spirit of God and confidence in the promises of God. Amen. And you know, when you think about it, how was he able to do this so wonderfully? How is it that Simeon was able to listen to the Holy Spirit, have a conversation with the Holy Spirit, be led by the Holy Spirit, and even declare the words of the Holy Spirit in prophecy? How was he able to do that? What was the key? It was faith. He believed and trusted God. I call that faith the sixth sense. That is our sixth sense that we have as believers. It is called faith. Now, at that point, neither Mary or Joseph had that sixth sense of faith because they were awestruck and they marveled. Even though they already had experience with the shepherds, they were still not quite there. But Simeon was. Now, let's talk about that for a moment real quick. We're all familiar with the natural senses. Amen. Five of them. Sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell. Those are our five natural senses. But there is also the sixth sense of faith that you and I have. Faith is our ability to believe. We all have that. God has given us the measure of faith, not a measure of faith, as some translations put it. Look at the original. It is the measure of faith. It is in reference to the fact that God has given all of us, all of humanity, the ability to believe, the ability to have faith. And it is that is our sixth sense that God has given us. And so faith is how we connect to the spiritual realm. It is how we connect to the supernatural realm, which is what Simeon did, which is what I want to encourage you and I to do. Now, imagine for a moment, I want to illustrate that and then we'll finish off. I want to just imagine for a moment that everyone you know is born with only four senses. That wouldn't be fair, would it? Imagine that everyone you know was born with four senses. Let's just say they were born without sight. So they had everything else except sight. Except for you. You were the only one who was given the fifth sense, which is sight, which is to see. Now, questions. How do you think everyone else will react towards you? Say, would they understand your fifth sense the way they need to? Probably not. And would they be able to appreciate it as you do? Most likely not, because they've never seen, they cannot see. You try and explain it to them, it's going to make no sense. They're not going to appreciate it. In actual fact, they'll probably think you're crazy. They'll probably think that you're trying to elevate yourself above everyone else. And they'll probably reject the fact that you can see, because no one else can see but you. You see, this is how it is with the people of faith. Those who believe and have received salvation in Jesus have this sixth sense, this ability to believe by the Spirit of God. They have the Holy Spirit with them and within them that takes their faith to a point where they can do as Simeon did, be led like Simeon. And so, for those who have the sixth sense, the sixth sense of faith, guess what happens? People won't always get you, and that's okay. They won't always appreciate what you see, what God shows you, and that's fine. Just like Simeon, you and I need to have just persist, not be deterred by anything, and just keep on trusting and believing our Heavenly Father. Amen. Because just like Simeon, we will live by that supernatural reality and we will see the wonderful supernatural results. We will see the Son of God. We will experience Him. We will see the reality of the finished work of the cross by trusting God that way. Amen. And so our sixth sense allows us to see things we cannot otherwise see. And it is God's gift to you and I. Praise God. And praise God for the Holy Spirit that connects with us through that sixth sense and helps us enjoy all that we see. And so when you think about Christmas, when you think about Christmas Eve and the celebration of the birth of Jesus, it takes faith to believe more than 2,000 years ago, our Savior was born. He came to redeem us. He came, he was born as a human, but yet he was without sin. And so he went to a cross, he took our sin upon himself, all of our sin, and by dying for us and as us, he redeemed us completely and eternally. Amen. And I can tell you right now, there is nothing you can do to undo that, to reverse that. Otherwise, sin is greater than God. We are greater than God and we are not. It is irreversible. We are eternally redeemed. So I want to encourage you tonight. Live by that sixth sense of faith and be confident like Simeon and watch what God does in your life, how he leads you, how he guides you, and how he wonderfully manifests all his blessings in your life. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you for your wonderful word tonight. We thank you for the short encouragement that you've given us tonight. And Father, I pray that your people are encouraged. Father, thank you for the wonderful gift that we have, for the wonderful sixth sense that we have called faith. And with your Holy Spirit, Father, we can be led, we can hear your voice, we can prophesy, and we can enjoy all that you have for us in the wonderful name of Jesus.
We trust you were blessed by this message. For more resources and to support our ministry, please go to redemptioninjesus.com.